Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cera Sanitaryware Limited Q4 and FY 2018 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kotak.
Thanks, Vikram. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 4Q and financial year 2017-2018 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. We have with us today Mr. Bharat Modi, Strategic Advisor representing the company. I now request Mr. Bharat to take us through the quarterly and yearly results, and then we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kamlesh. Good morning to everybody. This is Bharat Modi, Strategic Advisor to the company. The Cera management is pleased in welcoming you all who have joined this call. Before I start, I would try to read out the disclaimer, which is as follows. Certain statements in this release concerning our future growth prospects are forward-looking statements within the meaning of the applicable security laws and the regulations. These statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties beyond the control of the company that could cause actual results to differ materially from those appearing in such forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties relating to these statements include, but are not limited to, risks and uncertainties regarding fluctuations in earnings, our ability to manage growth, intense competitions, including those factors which may affect our cost advantages, wage increase, our ability to attract and retain highly skilled professionals, political instability, managerial limitations, and legal restrictions of acquiring companies outside India, and unauthorized use of our intellectual property and general economic conditions affecting our industry. Cera Sanitaryware Limited may, from time to time, make additional written and/or oral forward-looking statements, including our reports to the shareholders. The company does not undertake to update any forward-looking statement that may be made from time to time by or on behalf of the company as a sequel to or in continuation of these statements. The company also expects the media to have access to all parts of this release and the management's commentaries and the opinions thereon, based on which the media may wish to comment and/or report on the same. Such comments and/or reporting may be made only after taking due clearance, approval from the company's authorized personnel. Company does not take any responsibility for any interpretations, views, commentaries, reports, which may be published or expressed in any media agency without prior authorization of the company's authorized personnel. Now, let me try to give you some glimpses of the performance that we have achieved during Q4 FY 2017-2018, also for the year as a whole, ended on 31st March. I may like to say, despite the continued overall subdued market trend, we have done reasonably well on the top line for quarter four. The growth is about 10.90%, and for the whole year, it's about 12.61%. But for the applicability of the Ind AS standards, which is for the first time for the entire year, the growth as reported in our account is reduced from 16.86% to 12.61%. Albeit, the bottom line has continued to remain under pressure, largely because of the product mix, the cost push, more in energy costs, manpower costs, as well as outsource of economic reach. This collectively has put the pressure on the overall margin. The EBITDA for Q4 remained 55.66 crores rupees as against 56.70 crores last year for a corresponding period, whereas the PAT for the same quarter four remained at 30.86 crores, last year 32.35 crores. The EBITDA for the year as a whole is 182.03 crores, last year 181.95 crores, whereas the PAT for the year as a whole is 100.25 crores as against 103.97 crores. With these narratives and having said this, I would like now to invite the questions from the participants, and we can begin the questions now.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We have a first question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Bharat Bhai. Sir, couple of questions. A, if you could talk about the revenue mix with respect to sanitary ware, pure allied, faucet, tiles, for the fourth quarter as well as full year, sir.
Yeah, I will give you some of those figures. Achal, you know, we have a sanitary ware contributing about 56.23% totally, which includes the allied product to the tune of about 11.54%, leaving pure sanitary ware at about 44.69% for the whole of the year.
Okay.
Faucet is 22.02%, and the tiles is about 19.91%, close to about 20%. These are remainder of revenue mix.
That's for the full year or the fourth quarter?
It's for the full year. That's for the full year. Now, for the quarter, if you wanted to, wait a minute, I can give that answer. The total sanitary ware includes, 54.84%, out of which 11.47% is the allied product. Faucet ware is 23.35%, and tiles is 18.71%.
Sorry, tiles was how much?
18.71%.
Okay. So if I then I look at the absolute revenue growth, I see that probably faucet is continue to grow at 24% for last 3-4 quarters, while the tiles growth, given now a little reasonable base, now is now 36% for the fourth quarter. So how do we look at the growth for each of these product categories, let's say for next couple of years, sir?
Well, you know, we have a comparatively lower base than a tiles, and now we are also trying to improve our product mix in terms of bringing out also the premiumized product like GVT, PBT, and all. So first of these remain more or less on an STT, soluble salts, which is an economy range. With this, the contribution from the tiles compared to that, you know, we hope that okay, it will grow with at least about 40% plus, 41%, 45%. For the coming year, the faucet also would continue to grow with about 20% growth plus as a whole, or maybe 25% growth. The sanitary ware would continue to contribute a moderate growth of about 8-10%.
Okay.
Understood. So in a revenue mix where you look forward, you know, we would continue this kind of a revenue mix at least for a year, where there will be slight reductions in the sanitary ware. You know, currently we are about 56%. We may go to about 54%, 53%, and corresponding increase would mean ties as well as in faucets.
Right. Just one clarification, sir, for the fourth quarter, if I look at the other expense, sequentially it has increased from 78 crores to 98 crores, and YY also from 67 to 98. So almost 20 to 30 crores increase. Is it largely on account of power and fuel, which has been about 3 to 5 crores in the or is there any one-off expense item out here, sir?
See, but largely because of the cost push has been basically on account of the power and fuel, which has gone up, number one. The wage cost also has been on an increase. Not only that, we have recruited a lot of more people during the last quarter.
Okay.
To strengthen our marketing, to strengthen our manufacturing capabilities and the abilities about coming out with a more premiumized product. So we are in the process of developing more of a capabilities on marketing front as well as on the front on the manufacturing. Therefore, the recruitment is one which is contributing a larger expenditures. One, of course, the power and fuel, the gas cost also has gone up because we have been using more and more of the Sabarmati gas, which is at a market price. And the outsourced goods also has become a little more expensive in terms of our purchase cost. So also there are some raw materials like brass in faucets, which also has been on a rise, the basic price on a metal. So also one of the very main ingredient in a sanitary ware manufacturing is a zirconium, which really contributes a lot of whiteness as well as the glaze of the product also has been on a rise, phenomenal rise, and therefore those costs which we have absorbed in a market which has remained slightly subdued on a marketing front, and therefore the margins also have been under pressure and expenditure is on a rise.
Got it, got it. Sorry to harp you on this other expense, sir. Broadly, I understood the various cost increases, but if I look at what would be the power and fuel cost for the fourth quarter, would we have that number handy, sir?
Yeah, we have this number handy as well. You know, we have, you need an absolute amount? Or you
absolute
need,
number, sir.
You
absolute
need absolute
number.
Numbers. We have in percentage more of this rather than on the... I can give a percentage. Would that make sense?
On the revenue, right? Yeah, yeah.
One second. I can give you... The percentage is about, you know, the cost of the gas is about 17.56% of my manufacturing cost. And when you talk about the part of my sales cost, well, it goes down as gas cost is close to about 1.68% of the cost of the production.
Right. So roughly about 6.5 crores. So I see the other expenses. Is there any steep increase in the A&P spend for the fourth quarter itself? Because if I look at other expenses as percentage of sales, it's almost up 5 percentage points YY, and which is what is diluting the EBITDA margin, sir.
Well, mainly as I said, you know, there are no one of those expenditures, but then there has been a rise, you know, in overall in the media costs also. As against last year, we had about 3.22%. This time, it's 3.85% of our the sales.
Okay.
And these, in turn, also because you know we have come out with upgradation in terms of our brand, where we have introduced Senator, and therefore it was also becoming imminent that okay, we have to come out with some sort of a publicity where people have to be made aware about that we are in progress.
Right, right. Just a clarification, is job work charges part of other expense? Because if the outsourcing is more, apart from the raw material cost, would there be any cost also as part of other expenses?
Well, there will be a lot of logistic costs when you outsource more. So all those kind of a cost will definitely
that
be on a part of other sales.
Understood, understood. Great, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you so much for the clarification.
Later.
Thank you, Mr. Lohare. We have next question from the line of Omkar Kulkarni, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Could you please share your outlook for the current fiscal year, sir?
Can you be a little loud about this? I'm not able to hear you.
Yeah. Can you please share your outlook for the current fiscal year, sir?
Well, you know, current fiscal year, we feel that, okay, we should be growing at least about 15-18% overall growth. That's what we would hope to, and we'll continue with that.
Okay, I ask this question because, how is the situation after the implementation of RERA, GST, demonetization, all those stuff?
Well, you know, these are all the reforms which are fiscal reforms and which have a far-reaching repercussion. So, you know, if you just try to make an assessment about what would happen in next quarter or maybe a quarter down the line, we both of us could be wrong about it because everybody in a mode to settle down on that part. I'm talking from the perspective of the dealers network and the end users. The RERA also is a very good reform, but then most of the time what happens, you know, the prices that people expect that with this kind of reforms would go down generally do not go down. So it's always a tug of war between a buyer as well as the builder who probably is out there to sell. But then is who wins eventually is your desire to own a house or the builder who probably is hard-pressed for money would take a call on an individual front. But generally, price do not really go. The only advantage one has is that, okay, he gets the same apartment at the same price, which was available about a year before. And therefore, there are some time factor advantages. But the demand per se, if you see, you know, in terms of whether there is opened up, then, okay, they're very moderately opening it up. So, therefore, you know, I'm slightly conservative when I say, you know, we'll be growing about 15-18%. We would hope to grow 20% plus, and there have been a lot of signals where we can grow even further, more than 20% as well, vis-a-vis the product mix that we have. But let's be very conservative about it. If I perform better, you always would like it. But let me not go down where I said about 15-18% and I come back with about 12%, no.
And would the EBITDA growth be similar, sir, to your top line, or would there
Well, when the product mix changes, you know, we would be more focusing now on the premiumized product, and therefore the EBITDA is expected to be on a rise.
Okay. Oh, and can you give the contribution to your bottom line, sir, from this products like sanitary ware, faucet tile?
Well, we generally do not share any, you know, product-wise margins. So you could excuse me on this. You know, you could take a collective thing. You know, we have a margin which reasonably is about 8.5%, 9% PAT.
Mm-hmm. Like, how much approximately the sanitary ware would be contributing? Like, more than half to your bottom line?
Well, in terms of the revenue, if you really see, you know, as I've already said, you know, about 56% contributions coming from sanitary ware.
Yeah, I was talking about the bottom line, actually.
As I said, you know, we generally do not share those figures.
Okay. No worries. Thank you.
So you could excuse me on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Senthil Khandelwal from Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I joined the conference call a little late, but I don't know whether you've covered this. On the same thing which was asked, sanitary ware is a better margin business, right, compared to a tiles. And in sanitary ware, we are seeing increasing players coming onto this industry. So you think the margins in the sanitary ware will be retained, or you think the sanitary ware margins is 20% plus will come down to 15-16%?
Well, if I really share, you know, the margin, even to ask the question raised by the previous participant also, I can only share that the margins from the sanitary ware are the highest margins compared to the other products. And you very rightly said it, you know, ties are the lowest margin. Now, the contribution of a sanitary ware, when we have, you know, but the kind of a demography generally we would be addressing in terms of our product mix is more of, just about 40% is on a popular market, what we call a mass market, where we have a reasonable margin. Up above, when you go, you know, is an upper end of a market where you have much better margin, and when you go to a premiumization, we still have a better margin. The strategy that the company has adopted that, okay, without losing our market share on a popular or what you call a mass market, we would be raising capacities and using capacities in such a way that we are more of a premiumized products. And therefore, we also brought in this year, you know, a brand which is above Sera brand, you know, is Senator, which is a premium brand, where we have a sufficiently a large margins. So as a composition of the sanitary ware of the premiumized as well as the upper end of the market or the product would come in, the margin would definitely improve.
Understood. And how fast is sanitary ware market growing?
Market is growing, you know, currently it's quite subdued about this because there are no new projects coming at the same speed that used to be coming about 3 years back. There have been new projects coming, but the pace is very slow because the end user demand also has been very slow. Reportedly, there have been a lot of excess inventory lying and sold.
3 to 5% is
generally about, you know, we have grown this time about 6% on sanitary ware, and we hope to continue and probably improvise that to at least about 8%.
And on the after the GST has come in on the Morbi based tiles company, people have said that most of them are becoming more organized now and they are trying to come back into the scheme. What's your reading on the tiles market after GST? The unorganized plant capacity, they are moving into a billing based system. What's happening in the tiles market?
But Morbi has one of the largest hub in Asia for manufacturing tiles, and they have a large amount of collective capacities installed for the manufacturing of tiles. But generally, they are only focusing on manufacturing. They are not focusing more on the marketing. So they've been only selling, you know, the goods wherever anybody approaches them, and they've not been able to really penetrate nationwide unless the whole nation goes there and buys that kind of a material from Morbi. But let me be honest about it. You know, there's a lot of economic value that they've created there, and they're pretty smart business people. So they would fall in line sooner or later. They will have to be. They can't allow the entire plant value to really go fat, or maybe to reduce that value because they're not able to fall in line with the fiscal measures. That would not happen. The process may be slow.
So So the point I was trying to understand more is that now that GST rate in tiles has reduced, the inefficiency in unorganized guys was assumed that will grow slower or slowly die down. Are those guys becoming more efficient and they will be remaining in the system, or because the thesis, had they gone down or had they reduced, the organized growth rate would have been faster, which is not seen. So from that perspective, I just wanted to know.
Well, the market itself is subdued, overall market, number one, and Morbi in particular, you know, they are trying to fall in line, so they have a slightly slower pace in falling in line. There are some progressive units who have already started falling in line. There are some semi-progressive who have been trying to catch up to some organized players for retirees. And one or the other way, they'll have to fall in line. There's no other way.
Thanks, sir. That's from my side. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Aditya Makharia from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just as a follow-up to the earlier question, you know, post this e-way bill, have you seen any impact on the Morbi players? I mean, specific to e-way bill and, you know, their under-invoicing kind of issues.
Well, those things are very limited to those people who are able to do it. We also get reports about those kind of a thing. We do not have a very authenticated information on this, excepting the hearsay. But eventually, that's what the government wants them to fall in line. So how they are able to circumvent is their business.
So I'm asking, you're not seeing it being implemented on the ground effectively as yet. Is that what
you really see in terms of the demand, which really, you know, which really more concerned about it, whether, you know, there's a price competition which really kills us. Now, those kind of a thing, you know, they were earlier also there. That's also now there. The main reason we do not attribute to this kind of a thing, but the demand per se has not really picked up. If the demand picks up, you know, all those kind of a thing, whether you do this way or the other way, you know, the market will get feeded by this, and whosoever is comfortable in their books, they would try to do it vis-a-vis the amount of risk that as a dealer distributor or as a builder you would like to take. Now, these are very individual perceptions.
Fair point. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Chintan Sheth from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir, for taking my question. Sir, on the CapEx side, how much we have spent this year for FY18?
We have, you know, total CapEx, just a minute, I will give you the CapEx. We have, you know, a total capex incurred is close to about 37.56. That's what we spent into that. We have a capital work in progress of about 5 crores. And there have been capital advance about 25, 26 crores already paid.
Okay. So, as per our practice.
So, almost about 75 crores plus we have committed to that.
And of which 25 will be spill over to next year, where we have...
So these are capital advance, and therefore, you know, what happens when as the assets gets ready, we'll be releasing further and we'll be accounting in the assets.
Okay.
But our commitment is already about, as I said, you know, 75 crores, which we committed last year, I mean, the year which we ended on 31st of March.
Okay. And sir, on the sanitary ware capacity addition, which we have been, we have been holding up for quite some time now, we're still not comfortable of adding up that capacity because...
No, we are very comfortable out adding capacity. You know, we would be now doing because now the Senator brand has come up, and therefore, you know, we are only trying to work out the best model, how we really increase the capacity and try to use the capacity for the brand that we have upgraded.
Okay.
So maybe the current year would be very crucial for us to really take a call as to how do we really install and increase our capacities. Currently, because the market itself is fairly subdued, and therefore, you know, we are trying to reallocate our current capacities where we have allocated more space to the premiumizer products. And whenever it comes to a lower end of a product, we started outsourcing on that part. So we are trying to rationalize on the capacity that we have.
Okay, but in our CapEx plan for 18-19, we didn't find sanitaryware expansion
No, there is no expansion. You know, as I said, you know, these are more of a maintenance capex on a sanitary ware and some automations that we have done. We also brought out a 3D printing machines to really increase our capability to come out with more and more designs within a lesser time period. So these are the issues on which we have focused about it. We are almost about 80% ready with the capacity that we have in mind to raise by further 10%. The question is about the balancing equipment that we need to do it, and if the market permits and the market really takes us, we are able to do it in 3 months. We are only holding it on because currently there is no point in really announcing raising of a capacity and not using that capacity.
Correct. Understood, sir. So on the working capital side, we've seen some stretch in terms of receivable and payable days by around 10 days. So how do you see that improving going forward? As market improves, we expect this number to come back to our previous level?
But it has to be because, you know, the growth that we have seen, you know, probably would have been at least more by at least another 3 or 4% had we been very liberal on our working capital, had we extended more credits about it. But we were very tight in the month of March. And unless the previous dues have been cleared or have been brought down sizably, we have not supplied that. But despite this, the market is definitely, you know, towards where it is subdued continues. And therefore, the number of days, as you very rightly have said, you know, have slightly increased.
Correct. And so the new, you mentioned about the recruitment as a key expense which hit the margin this year and quarter. So how do you see this getting absorbed going forward? If we grow at 15-20%, that will still hurt us or next year? Because
you see, margin has to be in two ways. You have to take a call like that. You know, one is the cost control, how we manage our cost, and how are we able to pass on the cost push to the end user on the product.
Okay.
We're working on both the front, and therefore we are pretty confident this time that, okay, the margin that, you know, in terms of EBITDA has to be at least up by about 150 basis points.
Okay, 150 bips. Okay.
That's right.
Right.
This is what we are targeting on that.
Okay. And sir, the low-end Jeet brand which we have introduced last year, how that is performing in terms of...
But it has not started as yet, honestly, because, you know, this is meant for the affordable housing, you know, and therefore we do not want to use our own capacity, but we don't want to lose out on the market as well.
Correct.
So strategy is that, okay, we'll be completely outsourcing that part, and our outsourcing partners are fairly ready with the capacity that they have spared for us.
Okay.
So if the affordable housing market tomorrow opens up, you know, we will be the first people to take the advantage of it. But currently it is not reached to us, though there have been a lot of announcements, there have been a lot of movements at a ground level, because these are government business. A lot of government-approved contractors, they really manage this business. They are in touch with our dealer distributors.
Right.
So when it really opens up, and generally sanitary ware comes at the end, you know, when the building is at a finishing stage.
Correct. So it will still be...
It may take another about 6-8 months by the time we realize that it has started moving.
Correct. Okay. Understood, sir. And lastly, on the new service which we have introduced last year on the bathroom renovation, home renovation kind of service which we have started, have we seen uptick or demand improving or getting orders? What kind of revenue have booked?
There is a tremendous demand. You know, there is a tremendous demand, I can tell you about it. The question is about an execution about it.
Correct.
At the end of the day, you know, we also depend on the local laborers, skilled as well as unskilled laborers, electricians, masoners, plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not easy to really build a team on a sustainable business model. We are working very hard on that.
Right, okay.
And we do not want to take up a contract where we are not able to execute and spoil our name. So we have only had a moderately started in 5 cities.
Right, okay.
We are trying to experiment, and then we'll be extending that further. This is more of a service, it's more of a brand building rather than we have a revenue model from there.
Okay.
A lot of awareness will come in terms of that, okay, Sera is able to supply the entire bathroom range.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no revenue model which we really would depend on it to contribute towards our profit margins. Idea is very different here.
Okay, it's not a revenue side.
We reached to a stage, you know, we need to give another 3 years by the time it can be turned into a revenue model.
Okay.
But it's more of a brand promotion, it's more of a service, that yes, our service is the best.
Correct. Right, sir. Thanks for answering my question. We'll join back in queue if I have any.
Later.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Sharik Merchant from Quest Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My question's more on the demand environment. So your commentary on the faucets growth of 20% plus and sanitary ware growth in single digits, it's similar to what other players are also saying, both on the listed and private side. So what I want to understand is, what explains the dichotomy in this growth rate? Because typically you would see both these products moving together. Is it a big shift from the unorganized to organized specifically for faucets?
That definitely continues. The shift is also for the unorganized sector, from unorganized to organized sector. But then faucet has a much better replacement market than the sanitary ware. And therefore, even if you really see the total market size also is about 3.5 to 4 times compared to what the market size of the sanitary ware is.
Mm.
And therefore, the growth would always be higher when you compare it with sanitary ware in faucets.
Right, but sir, what's been happening is the growth in faucets at a market level has been in that 20% kind of range for the last 2-3 years, while sanitary ware has been in that single digit kind of growth range. So what I can't get my head around is why the large difference in growth rate is it that the replacement cycle for faucets is reducing, or what is driving this growth, or is it just that a lot of unorganized?
I might suggest you to really answer a very simple question. You know, how many times you would have changed a sanitary ware in your own bathroom? Probably not in 5 years, not in 7 years. I'm just making a wild guess about it. Maybe
sure.
For 10 years.
Hmm.
But the faucets, I can tell you that, you know, if you visit any of our display centers, the designs are so attractive. The maneuverability is so easy nowadays compared to what it used to be earlier.
Hmm.
And you know, it's easy to change it. Also, number one, you know, you can call a plumber and change it in just 1 hour. Sanitary ware, you may have to break open the entire bathroom to do a complete redoing the plumbing.
Hmm.
So it's not the cost of a sanitary ware, but the cost of redoing your bathroom and the hassle that your bathroom becomes in operation for at least about another 15-20 days is a headache.
Right.
But if you want to change a faucet, it takes 1 hour without you getting affected in any way.
Hmm.
Secondly, you know, even if you try, let's say, you know, there is some dripping about this in a sanitary ware, you will not, a crack, you'll never accept it.
Right.
But in a faucet, you know, probably may change it, you know, okay, let me change it.
Hmm.
So this is what drives the market. There's a lot of replacement possibilities, and the market also, you know, has. Plus, unorganized sector is rampant there compared to what it is in sanitary ware.
Right. So, sir, going forward over the next, say, 3 to 4 years, do you see the sanitary ware growth coming back into the mid-teens kind of growth rate, or do you think that the high single-digit growth rate should be a sustainable growth rate?
It should be close to double-digit growth in the next 3 years. We would certainly, because, you know, this is a very cyclical new construction business, is a cyclical one.
Hmm.
Every 6-7 years, if you analyze last 25-27 years, you know, there is a cycle, there are remaining subdued things. So, man, you know, we are more or less at the end of that subdued trade cycle that we really would say. So then demand probably opens up in next about a year down the line. The sanitary ware also would pick up, but at the same time, the faucet also would pick up faster then. Because the size of market, as I said, is about 3.5 times, 4 times. But answering your question, you know, we would be close to a double digit, or probably we may enter a double digit very soon on a sanitary ware. Faucet, of course, we would continue. You know, we may be in the 30s and maybe in the 20s plus growth rate.
Yeah.
On an annualized basis for the next continuous 3 years as a CAGR.
All right. So, and just my last question on the sanitary ware piece. So when you talk about getting close to double-digit growth, it's going to be a function of three things. One is premiumization, the price increases that you take, and volume growth. Given that your focus is strongly on the premium segment now, both that as well as price increases will drive a large percentage of it. So do you see volume growth also being in the mid single digits, or volumes will broadly be flat?
I might clarify one thing. You know, when you talk about a volume growth, the volume is always related to a price one. Second thing, you know, when you really have a capacity measured, generally, you know, because there are statutory requirement, and therefore we say we have capacity about 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, if we start, you know, manufacturing a larger, bigger units, you know, we may come down with the same capacity to less than about 20% of what capacity is there. We may only end up with 2.5.
Right. Okay.
So it's not the volume, you know, that would really matter. It's a production value that we are able to turn out. Is it on a rise by about double digit or close to double digit? That's the correct way to measure our abilities.
Okay. Understood. Got it. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. And good
pleasure.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Abhijit Sinha from PI Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Basically, I just wanted to know about the dealership network. Right now, how many dealers do we have?
We have close to about, you know, 15,000 dealer distributors, which has also been on a rise. And if I really draw our attention, you know, the dealers' deposits that we have also has increased in our balance sheet, which is a very clear-cut indication that we have infused a lot many more dealers across.
All right. And, like...
It is an ongoing process, you know, as we really
okay.
go
yeah.
with the product mix that we have, the kind of the models that we come out and churn out.
Right.
These attracts a lot of other players within the industry who have been into the trade to really come forward and say, look, yes, they would start
yeah.
dealing in Sera as well, or probably allocate more space for demonstrating Sera's products.
Can we say, sir, it grows at around 10% every year, the dealership network?
Well, generally, yes.
Okay. And sir, I just wanted to know that you were talking about that you're planning to increase the EBITDA margin by about 150 basis points, right? As a recovery in our margins. But wouldn't that bring us back to last year's margins, sir? Or are we...
Well, it would depend upon a product mix. You know, as I said, you know, we have a sanitary ware which is contributing the largest in terms of EBITDA margins. Not only the EBITDA margin, you have to look at it from two perspectives. EBITDA is applicable only to what we manufacture.
Yes.
Now, as a composition of an outsource, the material would be more in our total revenue contributions. The EBITDA per se would be losing importance. Probably if I were you, I would focus more on a ROS, you know, what is my return on equity rather than pure on an EBITDA. But having said this, you know, we are also trying to improvise our capabilities, trying to bring in some premiumized product to be manufactured in-house. And therefore, we feel that, okay, to raise about 150 basis points in an EBITDA wouldn't be difficult.
Sir, I wanted to know, so we are looking at about 16% EBITDA margins and then about 10% PAT margins?
Roughly at least about 9% plus 9.5% has to be 10% is very ideal, aspirationally, yes, but then to reach out, because currently we have slipped down less than 9. But we would bounce
yeah.
back to at least about 9 plus 9 quarter, 9.5. And then gradually, yes, we have a potential to reach to 10.
And EBITDA will remain at 16, right?
We would probably, you know, as we move on to premiumization, eventually when it really extends even to faucets as well, potentially, it can have an aspiration. We can go to about 17% plus.
Wow. And what was the growth expectations in the tile market, sir?
In which project?
In the tile segment, sir.
Tile sector, you know, we are almost using their capacities to about 80%, 90% in Anjani tiles. And now we are also trying to open two more partners for a wall ties as well as for a floor ties with GVT as well as PVT. So current year, we probably would be raising our capacity commitments by signing up some JVs also on a tiles, because we would like to be a serious player in tiles.
Nice. And so when we talk about market share, we will have to talk about them independently, right? Each segment?
Absolutely.
Or
yes.
So could you provide numbers on that, sir?
Well, on a sanitary ware, we have a market share of about 23%, 24%. When you talk about a faucet, we hardly about 3% market share.
Okay.
Potentially, we can go to 10%. On a tiles, we are just a drop in the ocean. I can't even give a figure which is a fraction.
Exactly. So, sir, we would say that in the faucets, at least Jaguar would have a massive market share in that, right?
Absolutely, yes. We accept it.
Okay. So then, sir, how do you plan to, you know, compete with him? Like, any strategies over there?
Well, Jaguar, you can't compete on a price alone. You know,
exactly.
You need to give a better services. You need to give a better product models, better designs, better maneuverability, better the services, and the outlook of the product would really make it stands. And the brand
what
is very strong.
Sir?
That's what I'm saying. The brand is very strong, and therefore we are trying to penetrate largely into this segment. And we have been also getting a very, very, very good response from a lot of good builders nowadays.
We were impressed with your, you know, the Sonam Kapoor advertisement marketing campaign that you had.
We have ended a contract on 31st of March. We still have not renewed with her.
All right.
But maybe we don't know. We'll have to really work out whether we are renewing with her or we are probably not renewing with her. We have not taken.
Or we may look at other celebrities.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. So, sir, about the utilization in our plants, how much are we utilizing? You said tiles where 80% utilization is going on. What about the rest?
Sanitary ware, we are using about 98-99%. We are using faucet is about 65-70%.
Okay. And sir, how is the traction of the Jeep brand that you guys launched in October? How is that coming up, sir?
Sorry, come again?
The Jeep brand for
yes.
Affordable housing segment. Like, how is that response? How the response is coming?
Well, I already answered that, but for maybe it may be a repetition, but I already answered that. You know, Jeet brand is a very low brand and we would not be using our capacity at all. This is mainly by outsourcing and feeding the market of affordable housing. Now, affordable housing, there have been some movements that we really come across and we have seen that, but they are already by government approved contractors who are building and they are in touch with our data distribution network. But generally, sanitary ware would be required at the last when the building is at a finishing stage. So that stage has as yet not been witnessed by us.
So we're not primarily looking at that at all, right? And exactly. So we're not looking at it in a very big manner.
We would not be losing that market. You know, it would be adding to our sanitary ware business by outsourcing.
Right. It just helps us with the growth story of the affordable housing range. If that grows, then that brand grows, right?
Absolutely right.
Okay. And so, like, obviously, we have our premium brands like Isvia, right? Where, you know, like, it's a designer, I think, a model. So, how would their margins compare to our regular sanitary ware, sir?
Well, that's the beginning. You know, basically, Sara is perceived as a value for money brand. Now, as we raise our perceptions about the brand, that yes, we are also into premium.
Yeah.
You know, Sara had certain kind of a limitation in terms of the acceptability by the architects because they don't doubt the quality of it. But having used in a two-bedroom apartment, they do not want to use the same product, Sara, in a four-bedroom apartment. It's a more luxury and therefore they would take a look. They would like to go for something which is a higher brand. Now we have come out with a Senator, which is in a premium range, which is going to receive or we expect that to receive a large welcome on that part. At the same time, you know, if there is somebody is further trying to elevate on that part, I swear, which can compete any global brand with excellent designs. These are designed in Italy, manufactured in Europe.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Please come back in the queue.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Participants, kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. We have a next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Financial. Please go ahead.
Bharat Bhai, hi. Good morning. Rohan here.
Yeah, Rohan.
Sir, on question on tile, that right now it's roughly 230 to 240 crore sort of revenues for you in terms of tiles, and you are looking at least 25 to 30% CAGR over next 2 to 3 years. We are looking at 500 crore rupees revenue in tiles. There are not, I think, more than 12-13 companies in that range in 500 crore plus turnover in tiles. So you will be sizable player there. I understand that doing it maybe 200 crore turnover for you would have been slightly easy task, but going from here with the maintaining 25% rate in tiles, that to be targeting in a high-end tiles market, do you think that would be easy and then 25% CAGR over next 3 years is possible?
Well, we have a distribution network which is very large. You know, when you compare with others who are, let's say, about 10 or 12 names that you probably had in your mind when you started your talk about it. You know, the right. difference that we have is the brand perception, number one. The difference that we have is our distribution reach. And the kind of a variety of a design that we will be able to offer, we are pretty strongly convinced about it that we would, certainly would have a growth of at least about 25% on a year-to-year basis for the next 3 years. You know, currently, as you said, you know, we are in the close about 240-250 range, and we will be doubling it, you know, in about 3 years to an half year. And to go to 500 with such a strong distribution network and a brand, we do not, you know, we do not doubt any of our abilities about it. We can definitely reach it out.
Sir, how has been you handling the working capital in your tiles industry? I mean, in terms of SKUs, which is much larger than what is in sanitary ware. So how is the experience so far?
You know, as you know, said, you know, the growth would have been, you know, much more than what we probably have registered had we been liberal about that part. Currently, you know, we have a growth which is about 38% on a year-to-year basis, but then this would have been at least about 70% had we been liberal.
And on your working capital.
Yeah, absolutely right. And therefore, you know, we are very tight on this part. Unless, you know, the dealer distributors who have been with us for a number of years and has already cleared their earlier dues or have brought down to a reasonable limit, we do not supply further. But unlike, you know, had we deviated from these policies, we would have probably gone for a growth in terms of overall growth as well as like the growth in a tile segment would have been much higher, far more higher. So it's a cautious approach that we are trying to work on this, that, okay, we have a reasonable margin on this, and we do not end up into a working capital, bad debt kind of a cycle.
Okay. So second question.
In an anxiety to chase a growth, we do not want to compromise on that.
Okay. Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants, kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. We have a next question from the line of Anupam Goswami from Stewart & McCartich. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. mostly my question has been answered. Just one thing, what's your outlook on the housing sales that is being happening in India? And the next question will be, in a region-wise, pan-India, where your strength lies, like which of the region you're mostly catering to?
Well, our strength lies in the southern part, and we are very strong, pretty strong in Kerala. We are pretty strong in Andhra and Telangana now, you know. If you really see last 3 years' growth, you know, Kerala was always leading on a growth. But last year, per se, the growth of Telangana, Hyderabad has exceeded even Kerala. We've been fairly strong, reasonably strong in Karnataka also. Tamil Nadu, we are very moderate. When you talk about Maharashtra, you know, we have started picking it up. We are also pretty strong in Gujarat, Rajasthan. We are strong in Punjab, Haryana, and now the entire belt of Delhi and NCR and the UP has been one of the fastest growing. That's what we come across. Leave aside these, you know, we are also trying to garner a lot of market share in the far east states.
Okay.
Despite this, there have been some virgin states, you know, where we need to really make a lot of comeback on this, like in Orissa, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh. So we are trying to also focus in the coming years about this.
Okay, sir. And another thing, you talked about the EBITDA margin. You hope to increase the EBITDA margin to 16%, you said. So what is your strategy on that? Would there be a price rise which is as scheduled twice a year, as you said in previous calls? Would that be enough, or any other bottlenecking or something would be done?
So there were three forces on which we'll be working. We'll be, you know, very strict on a cost control, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We also would be premiumizing our product. We have a better realization with a better margin.
Okay.
And we also will be taking a price rise.
Okay. So how much price rise has been in this quarter? Or in this year?
We have taken, you know, price rise only in November. In the last quarter, January, March, we have not taken any price rise.
Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Akshit Gandhi from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I know you gave the numbers. Just wanted to reconfirm on the revenue breakup side. For FY18, you said the sanitary ware is 44.7 allied products 11.5, faucets is 22.02, and tiles is 19.91. Is that correct?
That's right.
And if you can just give the same numbers for FY17, it would be great.
Yeah, I would be giving you that. You know, we have 60.24% is for the sanitary ware. And we have 21.20 for faucets. And tiles, it is 16.18.
Tiles, it is 16.18, right?
Yeah.
And, sir, in the 60.24, how much would be the allied?
Allied was 12.51%.
Okay, 12.51. And if you could give an update on the Cera style galleries, which we were planning this year, how much we would have opened in FY18? Cera Galaxy Centers?
We would have gone at least about 23 to 25 more Cera galleries on this. And as the Senator is coming up, you know, there's been a lot of response from the dealer distributors also. Because the product has been priced very moderately from their perspective compared to both the other similar range of products are. And still, there gives Cera much far more better margins. So we hope that, okay, there will be some people who would be dealing into this, the central product would come forward more, and there have been a lot of response on this. So next 6 months, you know, we'll be building up more sort of galleries about these, as well as will be display centers also will be increased. So that's
okay.
The strategy is.
Okay, and in case if I miss, sorry about that, but any plans on the JV which we were planning for the north part for tiles?
Not exactly not, but now we are in the process of exploring two JVs at Morbi.
Okay, so can we expect that over the next quarter, or will it take
maybe
more
next
than
quarter?
That?
Yes, because we are, one of them is at the final stage, one probably at a stage where we are negotiating. They may spill over to the next quarter, but
okay,
this quarter at least we'll see one.
Okay, and we will go with the 51-49% JV route. Is that?
Well, that we are still working on to it, whether we need to have 51% or lesser, but then we need them to be really, you know, making the product mix as we desire, because the entire ceiling is we are taking over in terms of the capacity that they are talking about. So this
okay
is where the negotiation is on as of now. We have not come on a freezing point on this.
So just one last thing, the 180 crore capex which you had guided on a rolling basis, would this JV capex be a part of that, or is this over and above that?
No, it will be certainly a part of this, because, you know, we want to expand capacity. Then when you talk about expanding capacity, either we put our own capacity or we have a capacity where we have a partner and we control the product mix, and we are able to control even the production capacities also, because at the end of the day, we need a capacity which can serve and feed our market. These are arrangements, whether we invest in a sizable amount and create our own plant, or there's a ready-made plant in which we invest. So it's a part of my capex only.
Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Gandhi. We have a next question from the line of Sahil Chotalia from M3 Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi. Sir, my question was related to the Cera Galaxy, number one. So I just wanted to know, what is the capex we do on this, and who actually bears the capex for this particular store?
You see, basically in Cera Galaxies, we do not have to incur any kind of the capex. It is
okay.
They earmark a certain space which ranges anything between 500 square feet to 1500, 2000 square feet of an area, purely for demonstrating Cera product. The incentives are given larger to them, and they are also given a responsibility of developing at least, you know, another 1 to 10, 1 to 15 kind of a retail touch point under them.
Okay.
Wherein they need to pass on out of whatever the incentive they are getting to those dealer distributors who are retail under them.
Okay. And sir, as a percentage of our total inventory, like the total designs that we have, do they have a sizable amount of things on display there?
But generally they have, but we also support with our own display centers in major towns and cities. Currently we have about 10 or 11 display centers. We don't sell anything from there.
Okay.
So, you know, for example, every major town, let's say Bombay has, Delhi has, Ahmedabad has, now Chandigarh also has, Madras, Calcutta, Cochin. And we have another few more also. Anybody can go. It's about 20,000 square feet of an area where we display all the products. You take a code number and go to the dealer of your choice, and they will try to manage and deliver within 48 hours.
Okay, okay. So my second question was on the sanitaryware. You don't have a lot of moving parts, so the chances of a failure or a complaint is pretty less as compared to a faucet, which has a lot of moving and intricate parts. So this is my experience personally as well, that if something goes wrong with the faucet, you actually can't take the faucet to a distributor. So you need somebody from the company to come and service it, right? So how good are we at this particular thing? Because I think this is a very important factor for a customer.
I might give you a very, very good example about it. You know, whenever Jaguar, I mean, we all accept Jaguar is the market leader, 1 to 10 is Jaguar, and we very candidly would admit about it. But how we really go to you know, our marketing staff and approaches, they would always say, you know, the service point that you always raise about it. We have a 24 hours helpline on a service.
Okay.
And we arrange within 48 hours. We say 48 hours, but generally the man reaches next day in any of the part, because we have 120 plumbers and technicians on our roll. Now, when we try to negotiate with any of the builder or a project, he raises a question. We always say, they normally call you after office hour, let's say 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Hmm.
And our salesman would always say, look, you dial Jaguar's service number and you dial Sera.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what the response is about it. Jaguar would say, we are closed for the day, come next day morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we would say, please register your complaint, we'll send you next day within 24 hours.
And these 120 plumbers that you're saying, or technical people you're saying, are on your rolls?
They are on our rolls. That's right, absolutely right.
And are they enough to actually cater to the whole of India?
Well, they have been on an increase. Had you asked me this question 3 years back, we only had about 50. Now we are 120.
Okay, so that is increasing gradually as you're...
Absolutely. Yes, as we have more market share and we have a better spread, we always are on an increase on this.
Okay, sir, if I can squeeze just one or two more questions,
sir, if you can allow me that. To come back in the queue. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Manish Purwal from Taurus Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just a small question. Are we also having some plans for new polymer projects?
Yeah, we do have. You know, we have signed up a JV there also, because the polymer plant is basically for a PVC cistern and seat covers. And some of those, you know, the PVC pipes and the fittings which essentially go with the sanitary ware.
Okay.
So either we were outsourcing, and with quality of the outsourcing was always an issue about it, and therefore we decided to really have the most modern machineries and the best of the designs which will go along with our sanitary ware. These will offer us a better margin and better quality.
Okay, and I believe we are going to invest somewhere around 5-6 crores on the project?
Yeah,
or
the total cost of the project is aimed at about close to about 22-23 crores, and 50% will be the equity, the 50% will be the borrowing that will be taken in a long term, and out of the 50% equity, we'll have 51% stake, which would come to close to about 6 crores, as you said it.
Okay, and this will be totally for internal consumption?
Absolutely right.
Okay, thanks. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Manisha Purwal. We have next question from the line of Devang Maheshwari from Brunartha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. In terms of other expenses, what were the discount on sales figure?
We generally, you know, these are discounted at net of these things, but sometimes, you know, as per the accounting policies, we have to account that part. If we have a gross revenue, we need to account that part. But a discount ranges anything between 1.5% to 5%, depending upon what is the product, what is the territory, and within the product, which is the category of the product.
Okay, so the receivables are also increasing, and is this discount on sales will be on a rise, or it will stabilize around this?
No, it would stabilize, because then a discount is not the strategy that, you know, we would like to book the sales. I probably had answered that, you know, we would have probably gone little easy on our working capital. We would have grown even far more better. But that's not exactly a strategy. But the trade expects money transfer need to fall in line with some of the discounting matters.
Okay. So the receivable days that are increasing are not as a result of competition, and instead you are just taking an liberal stance?
You see, receivable days are not increasing that alarmingly. I might probably draw our attention to that as well. They have increased, I do not deny on that part. But then as our sales also increase, then generally, you know, what happens? These receivables are representing the sales of the last quarter.
Okay.
And if the last quarter sales is higher, then the receivables also would be higher.
Okay, so what is an average receivable?
Generally, you know, we realize our money in less than about 50 days.
Less than 50 days, okay. And in terms of advertisement expenses, how are they moving on?
We are close to about 3.5% of which is well fell within the control.
3.5% of sales.
We will not exceed 4% in any way. You know, it depends upon now. Probably we had to bring in more advertisements and publicize our senator brand that we really came out with.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the last quarter has gone up in terms of our advertisement expenditures, and overall percentage therefore also has gone up.
Okay.
But we would restrict it to less than 4%.
Less than 4% going forward. So in other expenses, it was like the most increase was due to the power and fuel.
That's right.
Okay. And also in a recent, you showed around 20 crore capex that will be on Ahmedabad office. So what exactly it is?
It is a complete sales and corporate office.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Please come back in the queue. Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. If you could talk about what is the outsourcing mix in each of the product category for FY18, sir, in terms of volume?
Well, we have a sanitaryware which is close to about 20% of our total volume, but brings me the revenue of about 40%. The reason being we also outsource the premium range from China.
Okay.
And as far as faucet is concerned, it's 50-50. Thais is completely outsourced because we, per Sera, do not manufacture. We have a JV and therefore we treat as if, you know, it's an outsourcing model.
Right. For sanitaryware, how much is of the volume is outsourced, sir? You said about
20%. 20%.
20% is outsourced.
Yes. This includes even domestic as well as imports. In terms of the volume, if you see more of a domestic, less of the imports. Between the two, about 5-7% is import, 14-15% is domestic. But the value of the import, which is a high premium item, contributes to a very large, and therefore my revenue mix, if you really see from outsource, reaches about 38-40%.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Rishendra Goswami from Locus. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to clarify the CapEx release that you have put out. What is this CapEx on Colony 23 crore?
You see, Colony, that we have a lot of people who are employed by us at the factory, and we need to provide them housing also. So we are constructing apartments for them. We have a land, and therefore we are trying to do that. Because
which location are these in?
Kadi. It is Kadi, where our factory is. It is in Gujarat, Eastern National District, 50 kilometers from Ahmedabad.
Okay, got you. And just the last clarification is on the tiles plant. This 20 crore is through your JV partner?
That's right.
Okay. It's not your own tiles plant, right?
It's basically we have 51% stake there.
Yeah, but not entirely own.
No, it's not, because tiles we do not manufacture. The model is only a JV.
Got you. So the overall capex on the tile plant then would be about 40-odd crore?
Currently, we would be reaching to about 32 crores.
32 crore. Okay, got you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the lineup, Atreyi Sinha from Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry to interrupt. We can't hear you. If you can come close
Hello?
To the mic. Please use the handset. We can't hear you.
Hello?
We can't hear you. Please use the handset.
Hello, is it better now? Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get an idea of how the geographical mix is there for the different sanitaryware, faucets and tile segment which we have?
Which largely is the same, you know, because they are the same dealer distributors network. You know, we have about 40% coming from the southern states.
40%, okay.
Yes, and we have a Gujarat contributing about 11%, Maharashtra contributing about another 9%, and then we have Haryana, Rajasthan, and this thing, they contribute close to about another 25%. Delhi contributes close to about, Delhi region as well as the north contributes about another 9 to 10%. The balance is mostly coming from the eastern states, about 5%, and the rest is minor, about 1, 2% coming from the rest of the states.
Okay, fine. Another thing is, can you give me the breakup for the tiles segment, like how much is soluble sounds and how much is GVT, PVT, and like how are you planning to move from...
Currently about 80% is soluble salt, 85% is soluble salt, and only 15%, 12-15% is GVT, PVT, and then in a way forward for the next 3 years, the ratio would be reversed.
Extremely reversed.
Just, you know, we are talking about at least... 40% on AGVT PBT and 60% would remain for PBT, and the year thereafter, you know, the composition of the premium products would go on, where at least 25% will be restricting to the STD only.
Okay.
Any bigger expansion that currently we are taking over besides the tiles, whether we are signing two JVs that we are contemplating, then the current is going to be for AGVT and PBT. So also, we are also improvising a capacity and infusing a lot of technological improvements at Anjani plant to make it compatible to have more manufactured of a GVT.
Okay, so but since like currently we are seeing a price dip in GVT, so won't that affect your revenue margin?
Look, we are a long-term player. You know, we do not get perturbed with only a quarter or a couple of quarters or a 3 quarters performances. Eventually, per capita consumption at a macro level, if you really see the ties, we are the lowest even when you compare with the neighboring countries. Leave aside a quarter or a 2 quarter results about it, but when you build a capacity, when you build a capability, you can't really take results of what's happening in the current quarter. We have been in the...
We're expecting like the GVT prices will go up in the next few, like near future, after a couple of quarters more probably.
Well, you need to give a, you know, whenever you're talking about any project, it has a gestation per se. And therefore, you need to give about a year, year and a half by the time it can really turn.
Okay.
So if you're currently assessing a situation, maybe I may not be able to be correctly answering you, but it's a long-term thing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Arun Baid from Bob Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Bharat Bhai, can you give us the total ad spend we have done for FY18?
As I said, in about 3.85%.
That's for the full year?
That's for the full year.
And, sir, in other expenses, just one more clarification was, one was power and fuel cost, other was the ad spend. Anything else which was
the cost of goods sold also has gone up, you know, wherever we have, it's not part of other expenses, but basically it's energy cost, manpower cost, and the cost of goods sold, which is outsourcing particularly. And some of the purchases, if I really say, you know, as I said, the brass price has gone up in faucets. So also some of the ingredients in sanitary ware also has gone up, like zirconium as well as the feldspar. So
yes,
the logistic cost also has gone up.
Yeah, but that would be part of your cost of raw material, no?
I just gave an overall about, but otherwise, you know, when you talk about the power has gone up, there's a wage increase also has gone up.
And so just one clarification on the working capital, at least from here on, we'll see the working capital coming down. It will not go up. Is that right?
We definitely would be working very hard to bring that down. You know, there's no way that we would probably try to take a look. No. we would probably extend more and more credits. That's not the philosophy of our company.
Okay. So, in the business today, is it that tiles business has more working capital, or you give more debtor days there as compared to your sanitaryware business? Is there any of that?
Bits and pieces, it may happen generally, you know, but not as a rule.
So, sir, you said that our average receivable days is 50 days, right? So, broadly, all the products would be in the similar range?
Well, not exactly. That's why I said in a bits and pieces, when you want to promote a certain kind of a thing, probably it may get extended about it. But that's what, you know, ideally we would be talking about bringing it down to not at least exceeding 60 days.
Okay.
When I talk about a combined approach,
yeah.
The outstanding. It may be possible that again a sanitary wear, he is buying a combo and he has already paid me in 7 days and tiles probably needs another 50 days or maybe 60 days. But an average credit that I really offer to him is coming to what? In the point depends upon the weightage of what he has taken as an offtake.
And so one more question was, you know, eBay bill has been implemented in phases, you know, in the last month. Have we seen at least some traction there because of that?
Well, we need to experience that because it is very recently this has been done. And therefore, the impact of an eBay bill, how people are able to get adjusted to it and how Morbi reacts to that part, because it's a hub, you need to really keep a very close watch and keep your eyes open about it. So it's in a stage where we are also trying to gauge about what is about where it would impact.
Okay. So
reportedly, there have been something, you know, they are trying to find some way, but then is it possible for them to really grow with those kind of ways? Then the answer is no.
So to put the question other way around is, have we seen any increase in traction in sales for us in the last, let's say, 1 month, 45 days out?
Increase in?
Sales. Because of EV coming?
Well, not exactly. You know, still, you know, there have been a lot of people who already have built it and sent the material before the EV bill has come into the force.
Correct.
Until it gets exhausted and absorbed by the market and the end users, you would not know how they are replenished. Mm-hmm. So maybe a couple of more quarters you need to wait to really come to an accessible situation.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Chintan Sheth from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. On the Anjani, can you share what will be the revenue for us for full year?
It's about 80 crores, Anjani.
80 crores, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, the curry plant land, which has been mentioned in the press release, it will be for the colony, not for the manufacturing.
You see, there are two ways for the colony. One is one, and second, you know, we are also putting up, we are buying a corporate office. And there is also a maintenance capex for the sanitary ware as well as for the facets. There is no increase in the capacity, as I said it.
Right, but at Kadi plant, the press release mentioned that the land bought at Kadi at 5 crore capex will be spent. That is for corporate office at Kadi.
Not exactly. Corporate office is not in Kadi. Corporate office is in Ahmedabad.
In Ahmedabad, right. But the colony will be in Kadi and the land will be entitled
in
to
Kadi itself, in Kadi.
In Kadi itself. Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Sahil Chotalia from M3 Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir.
Hi.
So the follow-up questions that I had were basically, when you say that the sanitaryware market is around 3,000 odd crores, right? And we see only 15% of that is premium. So that comes to around 450 crores. But when I look at the sales of all these privately owned companies, the international brands, they are doing big turnover. So Kohler does 700 crores, Duravit does 100 crores, Toto does 140 crores. We are just do 150 crores of premium sales.
Correct you. When you say 3,000, 3,000, 2 crores, you know, X works. On with the tax gets added, the incentives get added.
Okay.
The market size goes to about 4,500 crores. When you really talk in a billing cycle.
Okay.
And when you talk about Kohler has done 700 crore, Kohler has a very limited presence in India. They have used their capacity and the facilities because they're catering from India plant, the entire Southeast Asia.
Okay.
They have a large amount of an exports going to South Africa as well as Southeast Asia in terms of Singapore and Malaysia.
Okay.
Duravit also has the same kind of a thing. In fact, if you say Duravit is absolutely a premium, it's like Kohler.
Correct.
But their turnover to Indian market is one, and then what probably they'll be using capacity is the second thing. So you can't really combine them. You need to segregate.
I get it. I get the point now. Okay, sir. So other thing that I had is the sales team structure that we have, right? So I just wanted to know that how many on the ground people we have, on the field people we have who go and meet retailers or dealers. And how often would they meet? And what is the strength and what was it 1 year back?
People, you know, they are at the ground level. About them, there are managerial level. There are about them, there are president level.
Okay.
So if you release about 450 people or the ground staff who have to go and meet, and there have been directives by the corporate to keep a track about, there is a monitoring system about it. They have to fill up a report about it. Okay, whom did they meet? What was the answer? What was the requirement?
And they would just go and meet retailers randomly as well. I mean, so
there could be dealer distributors who would also be calling, okay, there are business and offering with this kind of a thing, you know, let's discuss about it. There's a call from them. If not, there is a routine, you know, every time there's a period they have to call on a dealer distributors. What is their feedback about a market? Do they need any support from us, either in terms of the product or in terms of a display or in terms of any kind of a thing where they feel that, okay, that can boost the sales. So this is a dialogue which goes formally as well as informally as well.
Okay, okay. And what would this number be like? At what rate are we growing this number? Because you keep mentioning that there are a lot of people that we are bringing in the team. So if this is 450 or 500 odd people now, what would have this figure been a year back, and what is our outlook for like a year or two ahead?
Well, we are in the process of growing, first of all. You know, the moment we want to grow, you know, there are two ways you could grow. One, if we need to grow a market, we need to have a distribution reach, we need to approach people. And therefore, we need a lot of salespeople to be inducted into that part, product-wise, more focused people. We need to also develop a capacity, build a capacity. We need to develop a capability also to meet the market demands and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So these strategies are always worked at a higher level. This is the way we need to really promote our product. This is the brand. This is the way we need to position ourselves. That's a revenue model. That's a business model we would be pursuing either with our own in-house manufacturing, or we would be going for an outsourcing or a JV model.
Mm-hmm.
How we are able to use the best of our funds and get the best ROAS.
Okay. The other question I had was, if I compare the sanitaryware and the tile business, the sanitaryware business is more like an innerwear business where you have fewer brands, very limited designs, limited colors, and if you compare the tires business, it's more like selling shirts or something like that. You doing both these businesses, how much more difficult is the tile business actually for you?
No, it's not a question about a difficulty. The question is here that, okay, we can always approach with the best of the design. Now, if you really say they're all vitrified tires and nothing is going to happen to any of the tires for the next 10 years.
Okay.
And now the question is, okay, why would you buy Kajaria, why would you buy someone, and why would you buy Sera? Now, the first thing is, you know, do you like a design, number one? Then if the answer is, yes, design is all matchable, I like this design from these and that, then the second question is, okay, is the supply available? Because, you know, you may like a design, but the supply is not, that you may have to wait for another 2 years, 2 months or 1 month. Because display is one thing, and to match a supply is definitely a second thing. The third thing comes that, okay, is the price comfortable to me?
Correct.
And is the brand reliable?
Correct.
Now, this is the way the decision process is taken, and you need to score in everywhere. The competition is in every business. You tell me a business where there is no competition.
Correct. Correct. So you mean to say that Sera has to excel in all of these things, or is excelling in all of these things?
Why do you say has to excel? We have been in the process. We have excelled.
Correct, correct. Same thing, sir.
So we are not somebody who's a beginner. We have been in the business for the last 7 years now.
Okay.
And when you talk about a sanitaryware problem, we are the pioneers.
Correct, correct.
And if you talk about the faucets, no, we have started all of them about 10, 12 years back.
Correct.
So we've been in a faucet business in 2006. Today is about a 12 or a 13 year. Tiles, we are doing the 7th year.
So
we're not beginning yesterday, and we are now trying to say this. You know, you need to appreciate this part. We have a very strong decision.
No, I'm totally appreciating that, sir. Appreciating that. Absolutely,
yes.
No question about that. No question about that. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for answering.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Hello, Bharat Bhai. Bharat Bhai. Kamlesh here.
Yeah, Kamlesh Bhai.
Sir, just wanted to check. Can you get us the breakup of sanitaryware revenue vis-a-vis mass market, upper, lower, upper, upper, and premium?
Revenue I can give you, but I can give the percentage wise.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Percentage, you know, we have a mass market is about 40%, 39%. That's where the popular market, we still are very strong on it. Then, you know, upper, the market is still about another, you know, you could say 45% of this, which is again broken up into the upper, lower, and upper. Now, upper is gaining more compared to upper lower. You know, we are more in an upper with about 25% to 26% on that. And upper lower is about 18%, close to that part, which earlier, had you asked me this question 2 years back, we were almost 22, 23 equal. But now upper is gaining more. And the balance is 15 is coming into a premium range now, which we either in Isfia, but now Senator, we feel that it will be either placed in an upper or in a premium range.
So this year, what would have grown the highest and which would have been the lowest in terms of growth?
Well, it has been more on a premium. The lower, if you say the mass market or the problem market, has been relatively steady. What has grown is on an upper.
Okay.
And therefore, the capacity that we have used is more on an upper, even if wherever there was a growth, you know, we turn around us, that whatever the lower range or the mass range, we started more and more outsourcing that part.
And even premium category also would have grown?
Premium category, you know what we have done? We have done a lot of import substitutions, whatever that we used to bring it from China, and for a cost advantage, we started using our own capacity. We developed the capability also.
Right.
Now, this is an ongoing process, but the market currently has grown only with about 5-7%. And therefore, you know, we remain only steady with 5 or 7%, whatever you call it, in sanitaryware in terms of a growth, volume and value put together.
Right. Secondly, sir, about the tiles, could you share with the volume, how much volume we must have done this year?
I need to come back on that part because I don't have those figures ready in my hands as of now, but I can always mail you that part.
Sure. And yeah, that's fine. And just to reconfirm, the power and fuel cost for the full year would be how much, sir?
See, power and fuel cost for the whole of the year has been on a rise. In fact, what has happened is, you know, they're divided into power and the gas. Now, the gas, you know, we have more and more coming from the Sabarmati gas, which is the market rate. The ratio earlier was, 53% was, 58% was our administered price. And only 42% was coming from Sabarmati. This year it has been reversed, where we have 54% coming from Sabarmati gas and only 46% coming from the GAIL or an administered price. And therefore, because there was no enough pressure that we were getting, and therefore we had no choice but to resort to Sabarmati gas at a market rate. So average price has gone up.
From what to what, sir?
It was about, average price was about 15 rupees. It has gone to 18.5 per cubic meter.
Okay.
So there is almost about, you could say, 15%, 17% rise in the cost of the gas alone.
And do you see that trend continuing as we speak in the current quarter?
Because we will not get anything more from the gas. The trend is likely to be continued.
And even the prices must have been higher this quarter after March because of the rupee weakening and the crude
price declining, and also the gas price, even the fuel cost also is on a rise. And therefore, currently, you know, we have to address this question: how do we pass on this? And we will be taking a price rise soon also on this.
Do you have handy, sir, the total cost for the year, absolute amount, power and gas cost put together?
Oh yes, I should be able to give you that. 1 second. No, Kamlesh, but I don't have only percentage figures with me. But I can come back to you. Let me note down your questions and I would come back to you on this. You need absolute amount gas cost, right? Number one.
And number
two, what else? You need the square meters or the, or the quantity of the tiles.
So percentage-wise, how much it was, sir? Overall?
Percentage-wise, it was not very much. You know, we had a total energy cost as a percentage to the sales is hardly about 1.68%, 1.47% is the gas cost, and power is 1.50. Put together about 3%.
This is for the year or quarter, you're saying?
It's basically, you know, for the whole of the year, I'm saying.
All right. Fine. All right.
And sir, just to check this Kadi land which you said, is it also going for the use of workers' colony or it will be for the manufacturing capacity expansion?
We have two ways. You know, one is a worker colony, one also that we have bought for, you know, the land that we identified is for a JV, that, you know, that polymer.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we also would like to start on that part.
Okay, okay. So it will be for this both purposes, right?
Yes.
Right, right. Great. Okay. So, Bharat bhai, thank you very much for that very insightful discussion, I think, and get a fair amount of clarity. So, with that, we conclude the call. Any closing remarks that you want to make?
No, we would try to say that, look, it's a, when you really make and take a strata, don't judge it with a quarter or a two quarters performance. We have a lot of inner strength in terms of our strong financial fundamentals in the balance sheets. Number one, we are a debt-free company. We are a very, very strong brand that is emerging out and also trying to make a lot of raising our heads even into the premium market as well, where the response from the dealer distributors has been excellent. So we are pretty confident about going on a growth path, which will be exceeding about 15-18% at least for the year that we are talking about, FY19. And if I take next 3 years, the growth is likely to probably continue on that part. That we'll have a CAGR only for these 3 years will be at least about 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of innocent, as I said, debt-free company, and therefore all the expansion that we'll be doing it from internal accruals, which would really be interesting for all the investors to see a much brighter margins as well as the return on equity. This is all that probably I would try to conclude with this.
Great, sir. So with that, we conclude the call. Thanks, everyone, for joining for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you
very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Asian Market Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining with us. You may now disconnect your lines.